What's up? How you doing, gang? Welcome to B3P episode 120. I genuinely never meant to make that rhyme. I apologize. Got a fun one for you today. Me and the coaches, Tyler and Rowan, sat down and kicked it and just chatted about the differences, benefits, and kind of pros and cons for individualized training versus group training. We've obviously been doing group training for a while now, but we've also all been doing individual training for as long as well. Rowan actually started out doing individual and moved to group, which is actually how I started as well years back. And Tyler's been a group instructor for ages, and I say group instructor, sounds like we're teaching group fitness classes. Group strength conditioning coaches, CrossFit coaches, whatever you want to name it. So yeah, we just gave our thoughts on what we think is the best reasons for using each of the services. Obviously, there's benefits using group and there's benefits for using individual. So it was cool to sit down with the guys and just get their thoughts on what they thought the benefits of each of the programs were. This episode came about because we have just launched a range of individual training concepts that can be completely customized to your individual needs. So a lot of the examples that we gave in the episode when we were discussing came from ideas that we birthed when we came up with this concept for the training program. So completely customizable training programs based on your individual needs, combining group and individual training or individualized programming or one-on-one training to suit your training objective and your training availability. If you are interested in finding more about anything we spoke about in this episode or any of the packages that I just mentioned, please get in touch. We'll be happy to have a chat. Until then, enjoy episode 120 of the Basic Podcast. Breathing is overrated. How you doing, gangsters? Welcome to Basic Podcast, episode 120. I'm sat here with two extremely handsome gentlemen, Tyler and Rowan. What's going on, boys?
Oh, good, man. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Ty, how are you?
Fantastic.
So this is the first time in a long time that I've done a three-person podcast, and it's definitely the first time that we all three have done one together. So I'm quite excited for this one.
Yeah, I haven't done one with a threesome yet.
Rowan's never had a threesome. Perfect. Especially not with two lads.
No, not done yet.
Tick. So theme of this one is we're talking about the differences versus individual training, so personal training or individualized programming versus group training, things like the classes we run here at Base, just kind of the benefits for each and why you would choose one over the other. And hopefully that will just give you a bit of an insight as to why we offer both services, because we believe both are beneficial. So we'll just kind of bounce some thoughts around as to why we think that, why we offer these services. So Rome, why do you kick us off? You can choose what you start with, group or PT, and why you think we're a benefit or a pro or con for both, either.
Like, pros either and both. Cons for both. I don't think we have many cons, really. And pros for group sessions are going to be just the environment you're in, if you're, depending on what kind of person you are, but we've got a lot of competitive people in here that thrive off of working around with other individuals and pushing themselves to be better amongst the group, and I think that's very beneficial for some. And then benefits for your PT is going to be the accountability that the coach is going to hold you to. So if you set your goals with a coach, they're going to set the path for you to go, and they're going to be with you step by step of the way and lead it so that you can't fuck it up. They're going to be like, once you hit A, B, and C, you're going to get to D. So you literally can't fuck up.
And there you go. And that was episode 120 of the Basic Podcast.
Thank you, team. Really
summed up perfectly.
Done. Good job, Tyler.
Yeah, I was really neat in this threesome.
I obviously fully agree. And we'll basically just elaborate on all those points. His group is a fun environment for... I think there's a lot of camaraderie, right? Is a big thing for us is community. And we always... People who come looking for community always seem to merge into the group a lot better and kind of adjust to that kind of lifestyle group and being in a bit of a tribe. I think that's one of the major benefits of being in a group, that shared suffering element, right?
Yeah, I think if you want to train with people and you just have those general strength and fitness goals, then it's perfect for you. You know, it hits the nail on the head with what you're kind of looking for. And then obviously those who kind of have more specific goals that maybe the group classes don't touch on as often or as much as they need to, I guess, to kind of get them to their specific goals. That's kind of where the PT comes in and steps into place. And like Rowan said, gets you from A to B to C to D.
Is there a situation where group isn't the right fit for someone?
I would say yes.
Yeah,
sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think everyone's unique and individualized anyway. So in all honesty, I think everyone could be on an individualized program, but at the same time, they're just not going to maybe stick to it as much as they would if they were doing a class session. And some people love to train on their own and do their own program, which I think is a very limited number of people that can actually stick to that. But if you can, I mean, you're going to see so much, I would say, greater results, I would think, having a specific plan developed for you individually, not in a group setting as such.
I think one important thing that no one's mentioned yet is the pricing as well. Is obviously the most expensive and highest barrier to entry would be personal training, where you're getting one-on-one coaching from a coach 1 to 3-4 times a week, where the program is not only written for you, but you get someone's undivided attention for 60 minutes or 30 minute sessions to coach you, correct you, encourage you, hold you accountable, like all the stuff you'd expect from a personal trainer. So that's obviously going to be a higher price ticket item. And then individualized program, which should be cheaper than PT, but still a little bit more expensive than group, because there's a lot of thought and effort that goes into creating a program which is tailored and specific to your needs. And then group, which would be the cheapest product, being a program designed for a group of individuals versus specific to someone's needs. And your attention time is a little bit less than what you'd get if you were doing PT. Like, you've got a class of 15, and there's a 60-minute session, you're only in theory getting 4 minutes of coaching in that session, one-on-one, if it's evenly distributed. So most people don't get more. Some people get more than 4 minutes. Some people get a lot less.
Yeah, and I think, like, within that 4 minutes that you're going to give someone, or if it's more or less, you can hit up loads of good touching points on, oh, you can do this better, you can do that better.
Yeah.
But there's only so much you can do with 4 minutes of attention. You can't fix everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is where you can go in the group or in the individualized setting. If you got 60 minutes of eyes on individualized attention, you can, or your coach can help out with a lot of different factors and touch on a lot more points in those sessions.
Yeah. Do you, as coaches, have a preference? Group, PT, individual programming?
I love PT.
Okay.
I think you can actually, like, make a lot of change in someone's life. Whether it's, like, literally the session that you have there, but then also the contact points after, of like asking questions. You got a lot more attention to detail, like Ron was saying, you have a lot more touch points. So I think you can make a way bigger, I guess, impact on them in that 60 minutes.
Positively impacting people.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, for similar reasons, Tyler, in that the impact you can have on someone is greater in an individualized circumstance. So with your PTs, you can build a relationship with those persons, get to know them a lot better, get to work on them, you know their goals, and your challenge is to get them to their goals as well. So it's kind of like a joint effort between the two of you to get them to where they want to be. So it's just a little bit, I just prefer it, just because I feel like I'm always reaching my goals at the same time they're reaching their goals.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is cool.
I prefer the individual programming one, just because I feel like there's a bigger net you can cast, you can affect more people, because with PT you're limited to how many hours of PT you can do in a day. Kind of the same with group, even though you get to see more people at a certain time or at one time, but with it individual, I feel you can just work with more people. And for me, the fun part is sitting down and doing the programming or building out the template. So spending like 30 to 60 minutes a week on someone's programming, like writing 5 workouts for that week. But then every 8 weeks is reviewing the template and spending an extra hour going, okay, well, this is the direction we've done, this is the progress we've made, this is the next step, and geeking out over the training side of it, versus the having the actual interactions with the person, which sounds really like
introverted
and reclusive, but I'm just like, yeah, I'd rather not have to speak to
the person.
Craig
doesn't talk to people.
No.
I'm just like a grumpy old fuck, but I'd rather like spend ages figuring out, oh, this is the best way to do this, is the best way to do that, and then actually speak at people.
Yeah, well, I think, like, going back to like your touching your price, your touching people. No, your price point is like group classes. Obviously, is the cheapest one because you get a program that's generalized and you get a coaching kind of side of things, but not as often as you would versus programming something specifically written for you so that you can actually achieve what you're working towards. And then personal training is like a combination of eyes on coaching plus the program that's designed for their goals and whatnot. So I mean, yeah, I love writing programs and stuff as well, but then I also love seeing like the every session progression as well. You know, 3 times a week or 2 times a week or 4 times a week, you can just get to see that person grow and get better and stronger every single session. I think that's of great benefit to me. Like that's what drives me as a coach as well. And seeing someone and get seeing there.
Exactly that, but on a bigger scale as well with group. If you've got like 40 people that you see frequently because they're on the times when you coach and you can just see, wow, 8 weeks ago this person could barely put their hands over their head, whereas now they're like snatching and doing overhead carries and it looks amazing and they're really happy with the progress and you're really happy with their progress and you can see that times 40 people, that's also very rewarding too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like just as testament to that, in the past couple of months we've been on a bit of a running cycle in terms of like running in workouts, and seeing some of the members now today with our running intervals have been just absolutely smashing it, and it's been really, really cool to see, you know, like not just people who are pushing the front but people who started off behind are now like catching up to the pack, which is really cool. And it's really cool to see, like you said, in a group setting, seeing not just that one person succeed but 40, 50, 60 of those people absolutely crush it, you know, because they're consistent, they're sticking with it. And I think that comes down to like, you know, that's one of the biggest things is staying consistent. Whatever you do, you need to enjoy it, or you need to at least be consistent at it for it to work.
Yeah.
I think anything's going to work, you know, as long as you're consistent.
I think we've said it a couple times already, but the environment factors are like Richard running, trying to beat Aziz's time this morning. So not only is he in a different class competing against someone who was in an hour earlier than him, but the other 10 people in that class were really excited for trying to do it too. And as a coach, there's no better vibe in a class when you've got like everybody on the same page, pushing for a shared goal, encouraging the other person, or trying to like compete with each other.
Oh yeah.
Is when there's a vibe like that in a class, it's super motivating. And all those guys will be back in tomorrow because they had such a good time today. Even if they didn't have a great workout, they were part of that group and part of that experience. And that's very encouraging, very motivating too.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree.
Have you guys had any really good success stories with PT recently? In the last kind of like, I don't know how long, was it recent?
Yeah, I think I've had a few clients that have kind of switched goals a little bit. Mm. And I've kind of understanding why they've switched their goals a small bit really interests me. And I'm kind of like, okay, whoa. And then now they're looking a little bit more at needs versus wants, which is
nice.
Kind of something that I want for them, because I'm like, I know you want to do a lot of these stuff and that's a lot of fun. And then I'm also like, we need to do a lot of this stuff to keep like on top of all those health markers.
Right.
So I've got a few clients that have said to me specifically, okay, let's go switch the focus for a little while and focus on more of those needs. And I think that's just something that interests me, because I'm like, that's the direction I like to push people in, their needs, what they need to get done to live a healthy, happy life.
Yeah.
So that's something that interested me recently in the last while.
I've had one guy lately who came with chronic back pain and couldn't do a lot of things, like hadn't played sport for years, couldn't do anything, and we did like just, and it was weird for me to program these type of sessions, because used to train in like very challenging sessions. We did just loads of mobility work, activation work, loads of band resisted stuff, loads of really simple stuff. But also played with some lifestyle factors and like outside of the gym stuff as well. So it's very challenging in the sense that it was a different approach to to stuff I've done previously. And then that was really rewarding, because he went away and he was on a trip and came back and he said, I went on the zip line and I jarred my back the same way. And it was the exact same feeling that I've had all the time, whereas that's taken out the game for like 2 weeks. Whereas the same day, pain was almost gone. The next day I was carrying the kid around again. Like, so he was gone from being like having an incident where 2 weeks his life's ruined, for 2 weeks he can't walk for 2 weeks, to that being like half a day of being this uncomfortable. I'm like, oh wow, that's amazing. And that was a really cool thing that was really what it wasn't like someone up PR'd their back squat or like achieved qualified for this competition. And that was just like a different thing for me. And I haven't had an experience like that. I've had someone go from like severe pain to no pain. And again, that's something you could get from PT. And I think is people come like, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to achieve this goal. It's like, well, what about, I've got a really funky shoulder when I do pull-ups, or I got a really funky shoulder. Like working with a coach and someone who's an expert in that area can get you from like no pain to, or pain to no pain. That's also a very important goal as well, which you won't get from group.
No, definitely. I totally agree with that. And then also, I guess like another element to that side of things is, you know, people like do have those general strength and fitness goals, but at the same time in the group setting, they're not getting as as much exposure to specific things that are going to achieve their goal. So for example, like pull-ups is a great one. You know, we do those once every 2 weeks or once a week. Obviously we put them into workouts, but it's completely different learning to a strength or a skill. So supplementing in a personal training session once a week to actually focus on those goals can add extreme amounts of value to you progressing to actually achieving your goal. Because I guarantee you, if you have no idea what you're doing and you're just doing classes, that it's going to be one of those things that's going to take you a long time, and it might demotivate you because you're not getting there or you're not seeing that progression. And so by speeding it up and doing personal training, it definitely gets you on the right path, at least to try and achieve that goal. I mean, whether it be pull-ups or not.
Yeah, if you have, you know, how many times have we had people in group be like, oh, how do I get better at pull-ups? And they're still trying to do like the same progression because they're only getting, so they come and they do the pull-up day, but then they miss the pull-up day the next week. So they've only tried pull-ups twice in 3 weeks versus had they had some touches of that in between, they'd progress a lot quicker.
Exactly. And it's one of those things that, like, even if you were just do one personal training session a week for 5 weeks, learn what needs to be done and progress. And you'd see progression in those 5 weeks, I guarantee it, if you were consistent. And then from there, obviously you can take it onto your own stride and do it before or after classes and things like that. So it's not like one of those things where you have to do personal training for the rest of your life. It can be a means to an end.
And that doesn't even need to be like a full on. That can be a 30 minutes with a coach after class. Do that twice a week and you've doubled the amount of volume of pulling work you've done.
And it's specific to you, because there's a lot of shit online you could go and find as well, as like Google, like a pull-up program or whatever, whatever. But if you go and like link up with a coach and they'll be like, okay, well, you're not engaging your scaps when you start pulling, so we've got to start there, build some strength in that before you start pulling, versus all these programs that are like, oh, just put your foot in a band and swing around for a little bit and you'll get it, when it's just, again, that's the same concept as group program. It's written for the masses versus something individually tailored to what you need. And I think as well, is we talk about the, I spoke about the price barrier, is like it's more expensive for PT. Is we've actually got options that accommodate people's training, that's what I'm looking for, whatever your training needs are. So if you only want to do 30 minutes once a week for a month, then we can accommodate that too. And I think having it more accessible for people to
The price point more accessible. Absolutely.
Like, oh, I want to get pull-ups, cool, 4 weeks, we can do 30 minute sessions once a week for 4 weeks, and then you can do the other stuff on your own that we talk about and we plan on, like you said, before a group session or after as well.
Yeah, you're totally right. Like, I think it's one of those things that PT can really scare people off with that price point. It's like, oh, 10 sessions is what? You know, and that can just be like, wow, that's insane. And that's why we have literally done that and gone around and done the old 5 30-minute session packages, which are a lot more affordable and something that I find like a lot of people can actually afford to do. And you'll see amazing results because you'll actually have a plan put in place to get you to your goal. And like I said, it's not one of those things that you have to do PT forever. It's just a matter of like getting yourself started, staying consistent, and having a plan and process to get to your goal.
What would you say as individual coaches, your strengths are as a coach if you're working with someone one-on-one? What is your, like, what's your jam? If someone comes to you like, I want to work on this, who are we sending to you?
I would say for myself, gymnastics and weightlifting. Yeah, that's what I enjoy. Yeah, I enjoy working on little tweaks and whatnot.
For myself, I think it's taking someone from zero exercise history or low exercise history and building them up to be able to be a fit, healthy athlete.
Yeah, mine's, I've recently learned that I like really like intricate cases. So if it's like I want to like learn a pull-up or I want to get stronger at squatting, it's very simple, I'm like not interested, but it doesn't excite me as much because I kind of like, I've done that for years. I'm like, I want something more challenging. So it's just like, oh, my hip hurts when I run, but I can squat and it's fine. I'm like, okay, let's figure that out and see if we can like think away or something like intricate like that. Or like I really want to improve my like 17 minute duration workout or something like that, or a specific workout where I want to get a better bite score or something like that, something very specific. I'm like, cool. The more like acute the goal is, the more interesting it is for me, because then the deeper you've got to dive to try and find the right prescription for it. And of course, then it just bounced.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I think, Rowan, your skills would also be around the endurance side. I think you got quite a lot of knowledge around that.
Yeah, I enjoy that stuff. I worked on that stuff for a long time just to figure it all out and see how the body works and energy systems and those kind of things. So I like that kind of stuff too. That'd be something that pretty cool. I think that's usually that's better for online programming and stuff like that. So usually it's easier to get results out of people from online programming with aspects in the endurance side of things.
Tyler's is running.
Tyler loves running.
Oh yeah, guys, if you want to learn how to run, get better just at running, literally come and see me. I'll make you a marathon runner in no time.
And I'm the handstand walk coach.
Yeah.
Come and see me for handstand
walk. Handstand walk and wall walks.
By the way, guys, that was complete sarcasm. Do not go to Craig for handstand and do not come to me for running.
No, I disagree with you though. But I mean, there'd be a better person to it.
No, of course. I'm kidding.
How often have you guys had to coach stuff you can't do yourself?
To be honest, like, I can do pretty much everything.
Oh, look at me.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but you know. No, like, I don't think there's anything I can't do unless it's like there's a backflip. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we're not teaching people how to backflip here. So, like, I think it's one of those things that I think we can all do it. Whether or not we can do it the best might be a different story.
Yeah. And again, it's your... But that doesn't write you off from being able to teach someone to it. Like, if someone who was way fitter, or if someone come up to you and is like, I wouldn't know how to do an iron cross, you have, as a coach, the ability to be able to take them through those progressions and understand the requirements of that movement. Doesn't mean you have to be able to do it. Like, someone comes to me and is like, oh, so one guy actually came to me, is like, oh, I want to get better at gymnastics. And I thought it was winding me up at first. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, and it was random. It was like just like message on Instagram. And I messaged him. And I was like, oh yeah, like sure, come down and spoke to him. I was just like, why me? Like, why'd you get in touch with me? And it was just like, so I know you're not great at handstand push-ups. And I was just oh yeah? And he's just like,
sorry. Rumor has it.
Yeah, literally.
Rumor has it. Craig sucks upside down.
Craig love sucks that. And it wasn't even that. It was like, you're not great at gymnastics.
Oh, I love that.
So then he turned around. He's like, but I think you're a really good coach. So I thought that you would go above and beyond to try and figure out the best way to do it. And sure enough, got him his first muscle up and forward sessions, like da 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 da, like nailed it, got really good at gymnastics. And the guy was a very capable athlete as well. I didn't get him from like 0 to 4 muscle up for 4 weeks. But I just thought it was funny how he was just like, because I know you're not very good at gymnastics, I figured you'd find a really good way to get me good at gymnastics. I was like, fair enough.
Do you know what? That's probably a really interesting one. Because like, let's say, for instance, if you're not that good at gymnastics, you probably have to know more progressions on how to get better at gymnastics to improve yourself.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Then somebody who's naturally good at gymnastics, like let's say if Tyler's the best gymnast in the world and he can do everything, but he's been naturally able to do that all his life, he hasn't had to go through all of the progressions.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've never been able to do a pull-up, you'll have had to have gone through all the progressions yourself to figure out best way to do a pull-up, best way to get upside down, the mechanics behind the handstand push-ups.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like at the end of the day, you know, sometimes athletes don't make the best coaches.
No,
you know, 100%. They're just naturally gifted and they don't have to, you know, sometimes, you know, go through, like you said, those progressions.
What about the other way of that? Like, how important do you think it is that a coach needs to be a capable athlete?
I mean, I think it definitely does help if you are someone who, like Ron said, has gone through progressions to get to where you are and is of some form capable. Yeah. I definitely think it has some advantage to it. Do I think it's completely necessary? No, but at the same time, if your coach is a little bit of a slob sitting down on the ground eating potato chips while you're doing some training, then I think like it's one of those things that you're not going to really be motivated to actually get to where you need to be.
No, I agree. I think you don't have to be an incredible athlete, but you have to be in respectable shape. You have to have had experience in the area that you're coaching or to some degree.
I think you've got to know the stimulus you're giving someone, don't you?
Yeah, you have to understand. I mean, and as long as you, so look at, I mean, this is a different, but like, so who was Tiger Woods coach? Who are the best athletes?
Roger Federer's coach isn't going to be a better tennis player than Roger Federer.
Exactly. But they understand the sport well enough that they can interpret it and change it into, and that's the same with us. I've never been a really fat person, but I could definitely help someone become a less fat person if someone came to me as fat.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those things, like those guys, for example, Roger Federer's coach surely has been doing tennis since he was a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they have been, you would hope so. I mean, it'd be amazing if he just came in the age of 20 and started coaching Roger. But
first athlete he's ever coached.
Yeah. Roger Federer. Rog. Let's go, Rog.
One for one.
Rog, we're up. Get it, Rog. But like, yeah, I think there does become a point where it's like, you know what? You're not always going to be the best person in the gym as a coach. You know,
I remember once saying as a very young naive coach that when one of my athletes beats me on a workout, I'll hang my shoes up, and that like very quickly happened. That now everyone beats me on everything.
The next day.
now I'm just looking for like one thing a week that I can do all right on.
Yeah, which you smashed.
That's something
today
to be proud of, isn't it? Though, if all of your athletes are smashing on workouts, you're 100%. Like, oh wow, I've put, you know, 11 years into being the fittest version of myself I can, and some of the people I train are better than that.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
I think that's, and now I'm shifting into like getting more fulfillment out of coaching people than competing myself. Like, I care a lot less about doing competitions and pushing myself, and are way more interested in development of other people. And I think I've transitioned from athlete into coach now. That'll happen to you boys about 7 years when you're old and...
old and broken.
Old and broken.
I'm pretty broken now.
And then last thing I want to say about PT is, you brought it up, is training with people, going from zero to hero is probably as good a reason as any other. Like, I think if someone's got a very specific goal, so it's like, I want to get a pull up, or I want to get a muscle up, or I want to snatch 135, like, go and see someone who can help you with that. But also, if you've got no idea what you're doing in the gym, one of the best ways you can jumpstart that is to go, I'm going to learn the fundamentals and get taught those really, really, really well, so I can go into my first experience in a group class knowing exactly what I need to be, knowing which exercises, which, where my feet need to be, which weights I should be using, and going through that experience, learning that before putting yourself in an environment where you can then go and excel, instead of spending the first 4 months learning what these exercises are. So I think that's another reason to get, like, to get you off on your journey, would be another way.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, like, the earlier on in your, like, I guess, fitness lifespan, that you can do some of those things, the learning factor,
yeah.
I mean, the better off you're going to be. I mean, I literally remember spending the first year doing CrossFit, staying on 95 pounds for a snatch. You know, like, crazy. No, like, my coach was like, nah. not yet. Not yet. And now, yeah, finally you can, like, start to add to the weight, you know? So, yeah, I think it's a massive benefit to get those fundamentals right, and whether that be through some sort of, like, a less... densified class, in terms of less people in the class so that you can actually learn more, or doing personal training sessions, or a specific program where you actually have some videos to watch or learn, or a coach even there to give you that guidance, can definitely help progress you.
So obviously this is a case by case thing, but what do you think would be the best tool? I mean, it's kind of a stupid question because everyone's going to have different goals and different resources, but what would you say is the best way for someone to get in shape?
If they're just starting off?
Yeah.
Depends
on the goal, depends on the budget, granted, but then what would you say is
the best way?
I personally would say a mixture of personal training and group classes.
Group.
Yeah. All right, so that's what I thought we were getting at, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd agree. I'd say, like, 1 to 2 PTs a week and 1 to 2 base sessions a week. Just because, like, I think in your first, when an athlete starts, or when an average Joe comes to the gym for the first time, it's the first month or two where you're probably most likely to lose them as an athlete, if they're not engaged, or if they don't know what's going on, or if they're uncomfortable in their surroundings, something like that. That's probably the first place you're going to lose them. If you can bring them in for 1 to 2 PT sessions for 4 weeks, you'll have built them up to be very comfortable and capable in a group environment, so that by the time you get to a month in, this person knows exactly what's going on, knows exactly what weights they need for the bars.
Yeah.
They know all these movements, their requirements, but they also know what scales they should be looking at as well. So they're thinking, that's the workout on the bar, on the board, but Craig told me whenever that comes up for the first while, scale it down to this, I'll get the same stimulus, and I'll still get as good a workout in. And I think that'll keep them a little bit engaged for the first month or two, and they'll be training at a level that they should be at. And I think that'd be really important just as an introduction to them into fitness.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. I think that's that could be at someone, the start of someone's journey, or it could be learning a new skill. What do you prefer individually as athletes? Training environment.
Environment, yeah.
Environment is
everything, I think, for me at the moment.
Definitely, environment. I enjoy training around people.
Yeah.
Someone who's going to push me, whether it be lifting weights, workouts, or skill sessions.
So would you... let's say, and in theory, if this was available for you and you didn't have the, like, scheduling conflicts, would you choose to go group or individual training, some sort of individual training? So, well, provided your schedule's, there's not a restriction.
I think if I could afford to have a coach watch me every single session, I would do that.
Yeah?
100%. I think someone yelling at me, telling me to pick up the bar, is more beneficial than in a class, me just being able to be like, oh, you know what, like, I'm a little bit tired today. I'm just going to rest an extra 10 seconds versus someone eyes on me telling me, okay, you are fine. Let's go pick up the bar. I honestly think, like, one, I'd progress so much further.
Yeah.
And two, I think, you know, it would just give you so much more to your training.
Interesting. What about you?
I'm the opposite. I think nothing would get me more fired up than an environment of people all around the same level to push with and work with. I think that's what would get the most out of me as an athlete, just being, even like, sometimes I prefer training here in the evenings just because there's people around to training in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And even like, you know, nobody's training with me or anything, but just having people around and people moving parts around the gym just makes it a lot easier for me to get a workout in.
I'm 100% group. Just, I think, like, or with someone for sure, at least. Like, the Friday Rise is that my big weekend, big session we do on a weekend is my favorite session of the week. And that's the one session that I'm not going to miss through the week if I can help it. I could probably go 3 or 4 days without training and be okay with it, but don't like missing that Friday Rise because there's always someone to chase. And I think what you said about being a group of people of a similar level to you to push against is important. But then obviously, if you're very new to that, aspiring to be as good as that group, and if you get that, if you're the biggest fish in that pond, is looking for a new pond, but also comparing yourself to, like, someone might be doing a scaled weight next to you, but understanding that, oh, I can race against that person who's doing a lighter weight because they're newer to it than me, and that's still for me enough to be like, yeah, I'm going to try and catch so and so, even though they're doing less calories as well. So I think it's group for me personally.
Yeah, I think though, there, if you had like an unlimited budget, me and you, like, we'd probably be like, all right, if we want to be the best athlete we can be, one or two PTs a week would be beneficial. So throw your group session in however often, but maybe one PT session a week for someone to be like, all right, you need to make sure you're doing this, this, and this better.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
I think, I guess it's an argument with
the... No, but again, this is the entire point, right? Is the, depends on where you're at and what you want to achieve. Mm. I think for me, I've got no goals, like, outside of being really fit for turf games that I care enough about to be able to invest that time and money in that thing. It's just not a goal I have. If I had a goal, if I was like, I want to get shithole wall walks before next open, then I need a coach to make sure I'm doing all my whatever. At the moment, then, I'm like, meh.
All right, I guess that's funny. The difference between us, though, is this is a different goal.
So yeah, when I was like, what's the best program for someone, depends on their goal, is that's that you would benefit from doing coach sessions every now and again to make sure you're getting the most out of your training. Whereas, me, I just want to have fun, so I'm going to do group. And that is the great conclusion of the episode.
Well, if I had enough money, I'd just pay Matt Fraser. Train with me, lad.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. I'll train with you. I was going to say train you. I was like, they give me much better people to train you. I could think of like 30 different people that'd be better to train you. Not train with. Yeah. Would you rather train with Matt or Rich? I feel like Rich is a much better dude than Matt.
Yeah, for Rich, sure.
Like, he's got a full barn of people that are killing to train with him.
He's got a full barn.
Man's just got a barn out back.
Barn out the back. Jump in, lad.
And they're all pretty successful, so.
I was thinking about this the other day. Is the, you know, the whole who was better, Matt or Rich thing. And then there was the, Matt never got to beat Rich, so Matt can never say he was better than Rich. But then Rich has gone on and got 4 more team golds as well, and a silver. So he's actually got like 9 podiums, or 10 or something like
that. Yeah, but it's like a completely different category, isn't it?
No, I know, but look how dominating they are as a team, and his team wouldn't win without him.
No, for sure. Definitely not.
So I think
he's a game-changing athlete, for sure.
Until I realized that the other day that he's got all those team ones, and that still counts for something, then that puts him above Matt. Even though Matt got 5 and Rich had 4 individual, and then Matt...
Tia's the champ.
Tia is dominant, for sure.
And she'll go on and win it for years to come, but I think if you're talking Matt and Rich, I'd definitely go Rich.
I just think it's one of those things, like, it's a completely different era. You know, you can't like, compare, like... the boxers nowadays to compare to like Muhammad Ali and stuff like that. So then
Jordan gets compared to LeBron all the time.
I can't beat Jordan.
Let's see how, if LeBron went on for like another 5 years, you could argue it.
Nah.
You could.
Nah.
For sure.
Definitely not.
But then the Fraser Rich question, Matt's retired now, so you can close that chapter. Because if Matt was going to do like another 3 years, you could say, like, yeah, he's going to be better. But that's closed. Whereas Rich is like on what, year 12 now or something stupid?
Yeah, I guess if you just go off stats though.
Yeah.
Matt's better.
Interesting.
I'd say Rich. People still believe he's still the fittest human on earth.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can't deny Matt has not had, like, the most dominant performance ever seen in CrossFit.
Outside of Tia.
Outside of Tia, of course. The females, yeah. No, Tia is a beast. Next level.
If anybody has any questions about personal training, group training, individualized programming, or wants to speak to one of us boys about your training goals, in fact, it is October still, so get in touch with us for your goal-setting conversation, and maybe one of these options fits your training goals better, but... yeah, you want to speak to anyone about that or interested in finding out more about what we offer in terms of individual and group services, then please give us a shout. Boys, thank you very much.
Peace.
Shukran.